Over 5 days last October, James Saranga, executive director of the International Tea Committee, served on an expert panel of judges that evaluated hundreds of entries from across the tea lands, recognizing excellence in flavor, innovation, and sustainable practices. The 2025 edition of the Leafies, an international award celebrating artisan tea excellence, concluded this week with an awards program in London, followed by public tastings at Fortnum & Mason. Launched in 2022 by the UK Tea Academy in partnership with Fortnum & Mason, the Leafies attract hundreds of entries from tea makers across Asia, Africa, and Europe. All teas were blind tasted by an expert judging panel, with awards recognizing flavor quality, craftsmanship, and innovation. Winning teas earned the Leafies Prestige Mark, now a recognized signal of excellence, and several will be displayed at Fortnum & Mason's rare tea counter. More than trophies, the Leafies continue to connect education, terroir, and a global tea craftsmanship on a single, credible platform. James Saranga is a senior global tea executive and head of the International Tea Committee, overseeing industry data, analysis, and policy engagement. A respected tea judge and speaker, he brings deep expertise in markets, production economics, and international trade dynamics. He holds a master's degree in marketing from Edith Cowan University. Welcome to the program, James.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Of the 411 teas entered this year, only 21 earned gold status. That level of selectivity reinforces the Leafy's reputation as a serious benchmark for artisan tea. From your perspective as a judge, what stood out in the 2025 entries?
I thought this year was quite impressive. The kind of teas that we saw were quite varied, and we were really, really impressed by the quality. The other thing was that we deliberately shifted the award ceremony towards this year rather than having it last year. That was to allow some of the winners to apply for their visas to come over. Soon after the award ceremony, we had a panel discussion with us as some of the experts in the industry and some of the judges. We delved into some of the industry pain points and latest issues and discuss with the audience as well.
From what I understand, this year marked an evolution in how the Leafies are experienced, not just as an award ceremony, but as a broader engagement with the trade and the public. How did that feel from a judge's perspective?
Usually, the award ceremony is one day only. But this time, we had one day, first day as the award ceremony, and the second half as the panel discussion. And the second day, the UKTA opened up to the tasting to the public. So where public could come free of charge. It was at Fortnum & Mason at the studio, and people could just walk in and taste award-winning teas, literally, and also talk to those tea makers or the producers themselves and ask questions. And I saw a great deal of enthusiasm in that segment where, you know, normal people who would know much about specialty teas and different terroirs to different ways of making teas and so on and so forth. So there was a lot of good conversation, I felt, and people are quite thrilled that we did that. Yeah, so overall, it was a very, very successful event, in my opinion.
Judging also seems to have evolved. There were more entries, more judges, and a higher level of technical sophistication among the panel, including experienced industry veterans. Can you talk about how the judging process has matured?
So, Dan, every year, whilst the entries have grown, we've increased the judges as well. So, people from the trade or experts have joined in willingly to judge, which is a great thing. And the most important thing, I always think that I believe it is the case with most other competitions, but Here, when we do the judging, it's all blind tasting. So names of estates or factories or producers who have entered are not disclosed. The packing of the teas or unpacking of the teas, we are not allowed to even see the packaging as judges. So it's been done very discreetly and very proficiently, which is a great thing. But having said that, we sit around. So what happens is we would have separate groupings and based on the category. So each grouping will have an expert on that group who will guide the group. Say, for example, just giving an example, Japanese teas. So Asako is our Japanese tutor at the UK Tea Academy. So she will kind of head that group and guide the other judges as to what kind of criteria we're looking at and what is basically guiding them. And then, of course, each and every judge will give their independent opinion on a tea, and then the points are calculated.
Attendance also appeared stronger this year from both producers and the wider audience. Did you sense that as well?
That's right, Dan. I think there are more people who could attend, and not only the winners. I saw and felt that there was more numbers in terms of the audience. So audience who kind of came in, bought tickets, and came in to witness this event, the award ceremony. So participation was really good, and out of all the years, I feel that this year was the best.
Fortnum & Mason has played a central role in hosting and supporting the Leafies. From your standpoint, how important has that partnership been?
I think Fortnum's collaboration or support has been really helpful. They have given us the facility to do the tasting, which is a great facility. Their studio is a great, great facility with the right amount of lighting, the water, and the fact that it is held at Fortnum & Mason has given us great exposure. It was a fitting location to have this event.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.